everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and innovative change makers that are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Today we get to hear from an innovative nonprofit leader who is working hard to ensure that adults have the resources and the skills necessary to be successful in life. Harry Scruggs is the executive director of the Reed Center, which is providing adult literacy tutoring and training for adults in the greater Richmond region. She's here to share more about the Reed Center and how you might get involved. Welcome, Harriet.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Tell me a little bit first, Harriet, about why the Reed Center exists. What are the purposes that the Reed Center is addressing?
Sure. The Reed Center reaches out to adults who cannot read or are struggling readers. Our interest is to provide them with instruction and with support so that they can go on and do those things in their lives that not being able to read or being a struggling reader prevents them from doing. We know, for instance, that the 2005 National Assessment of Adult Literacy reported that of the 222 million adults in this country, 93 million do not possess the level of literacy that would lead them to gain entrance into a job training program or college. Of that 93 million, 30 million scored at below basic level, meaning that their literacy skills probably included basic addition, signing their name, and reading and understanding short and simple documents. We also know that in Virginia, there are 1 million adults who never graduated from high school, did not get a GED or a high school diploma. There's a high correlation, Elaine, between educational attainment and poverty. The National Institute for Literacy estimates that 43% of adults with low literacy live in poverty. Mm-hmm. About 47% of adult welfare recipients have not graduated from high school. And the statistics go on. 75% of state prison inmates and 59% of federal prison inmates haven't completed high school or are classified as having low literacy. Low literacy adds an estimated $230 billion to this country's annual healthcare costs.
Now, how does low literacy impact healthcare costs?
We know, for instance, that there are adults who come to us who say, I have the responsibility for caring for my own children or extended family members, and I'm scared to death that I'm going to give them medication and it's not going to be in the right dosage because I can't read the medicine bottle.
Oh.
We also know that the use of emergency rooms is highest among those who have difficulty reading or have low-level literacy skills.
So having low-level literacy skills really impacts all areas of your life. It's not just that it would be hard to find employment, but it would also be difficult to find out how to contact a doctor or healthcare provider and navigate the system.
That's exactly right. We know that when you go to an emergency room, when you get ready to leave, they press into your hand aftercare instructions. And sometimes that's 3 and 4 pages long. If you can't read or you're a struggling reader, the care that is expected to take place when you leave those doors doesn't happen.
It's not going to happen. And then they may wind up right back in the emergency room with same conditions.
That's right. That's right.
So knowing that low literacy levels for adults impacts people in so many different ways, what does the Reed Center do to help address this need?
We first and foremost get a sense of what the individual who comes to us wants to do. We know from experience, 30 years of experience, that adults who come to us don't come and say, my fluency is not on par, my vocabulary is a little low, and my comprehension just isn't getting me anywhere. They come, and when we probe, say things like, I've been hiding this for almost all my life. Something has happened. For instance, one gentleman said to us, I went for the job interview. I knew that job inside and out. I was right on the money until the interviewer handed me the application. I couldn't read it. He knew I couldn't read it. So his interest and his goal was to be able to read and fill out a job application. Others come to us and say, I want to be able to teach my child, and I want to be the good first teacher of my child that I can be, help him or her with homework, read a bedtime story. I want to be able to read a medicine bottle. Want to be able to go for that promotion at work. I want to be able to read my Bible. We have a number of deacons who come to us and say, I'm tired of the other deacons helping me with scripture. I want to say it with my own words and from my own mouth.
So people are coming with a lot of different motivations, but with the common need for addressing their literacy skills. So you do an assessment to find out what their motivation is, find out what their goals are, and then how do you use that information once you know that about the folks coming to you?
We then develop a tailor-made instructional plan for our students so that they can reach that goal. If it's to get a driver's license, the driver's manual becomes the textbook. If it's to read a child a bedtime story, Hop on Pop by Dr. Seuss becomes the textbook, and on and on and on, so that
we focus. So you're using the relevant materials and things that are going to keep that student or that adult's interest as they're going through the process of gaining skills.
Absolutely, because that's where the buy-in is. That's where the motivation is. And we capture that and utilize that for their end goal.
So tell me a little bit about who you're serving. Do you serve people from the city, from the counties? Where are people coming from?
We serve, our service area includes Amelia, Chesterfield, Hopewell, Petersburg, and Richmond. Last year we served 342 adults, and we have 8 sites and 13 classrooms. Our main focus is on the small group classrooms where adults come. We have a teacher in each classroom, and we also train volunteers who have a passion for reading and become tutors.
Okay, so you're using a combination of the group classes taught by trained instructors?
Yes, these are adult basic ed trained instructors.
Okay, so there are teachers in small group classrooms, and then volunteer tutors come in to help more on, is that like a one-on-one session?
Yeah, it is. What happens is the teacher does, it's a two-hour session twice a week. The teacher leads the first hour, providing an overview, an introduction of general curriculum materials. The second hour is composed of breakout sessions with tutors and students paired in either one-to-one pairing or small groups.
And that's where those students can then use those materials that are most relevant to their own personal motivation.
That's that customized piece.
That makes a lot of sense to keep people going. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on 97.3 FM. WRIR is Richmond's independent radio. And On today's show, we are speaking with Harriet Scruggs. She is the executive director of the Reed Center, which provides some really important skills development for many people in our community. Harriet, what's your website where people could learn more about the Reed Center?
Great question. www.reedcenter, and that's R-E-A-D, center.org.
Reedcenter.org. Great. Right. Now, we've been talking a lot about the model of instruction. How do people find out about your program to sign up to become one of your students?
We have found that the vast majority of the students who come to us are referred by family and friends. The second level referrals come from social service agencies, civic organizations, etc. But parents, husbands, wives, children, anyone who knows someone can pick up the phone, call us, get whatever information they need to pass on to the adult. But the enrollment has to be done directly with the adult, and it's a telephone intake.
Okay, what's your phone number then?
It is 804-288-9930.
So that's a good place to start. So you can set up a time for that one-on-one assessment and then see what the best path would be for that student.
Absolutely.
Do you see people that kind of come and go? I mean, I'm just thinking about individuals that maybe they haven't been successful in education in the past and the traditional model of instruction has not worked for them, which has led to a life of struggling and with the challenges of low literacy. I imagine even if they have motivation at one point, the struggles of learning may be discouraging for those students. So do you see people kind of come and go? And how do you keep those students engaged?
That's a really great question and at the core of what we do. We know that the adults who come to us are family providers, heads of households. If they're employed, they are employed at entry-level positions, and very often their schedule may change. If you've got a morning class at the Reed Center and your boss says, I need you on the morning shift, Reed Center goes to the back of the burner or to the back burner. So we try to accommodate that by telling adults, come and come as frequently as you can, but we understand that there are other demands on your lives. So if you go away, we will accept you when you come back if there is a seat. We also give adults who may say, I've got to be away because I've got to take care of a sick mother who's just been hospitalized. We'll package together some homework and some support and reinforcement pieces for them to take. We also have a real good response from our adult learners. If they can't come to a session, they call for the most part because they don't want to lose that seat.
I see.
So those things that pull and tug at adults who 97% live in poverty, have few fallback resources, we want to be able to help them and be as accommodating as we can.
Well, good. It sounds like you're as flexible as you can be, but there's a demand for your services. You mentioned as long as that seat is available. So do you find yourself running out of space for the interest?
We do. We currently have a waiting list or waiting lists. In Richmond, we have three sites in Richmond.
Where are those sites?
We have one site at the Franklin Library, which is the Richmond City.
The downtown.
Right, the downtown, 2nd and Franklin. Another site at Northside Family Learning Center off of Chamberlain. And then we just opened a new site at 7th Street Christian Church on Grove. So we also have a waiting list in Chesterfield at Chesterfield Technical Center. What we know is that when we explain to students that there is a waiting list, we get that kind of response that says, I want to make sure mm-hmm. that I hold on to my seat. And if I come back, I want to make sure that you remember me mm-hmm. and that I can get back, and this is common, that I can get back into that same class where right. I was before.
Right. So how long are students usually receiving instruction through you all then? What's kind of the average?
On average, we ask that students make a year commitment.
Uh-huh.
On average, we get that year commitment, but we get a number of students who come beyond that. We currently have increased our retention rate, so we saw that go up about 8%. So that has meant that the number of vacant chairs has been reduced because students are staying
deciding
longer.
To stay a little bit longer.
Right, good. Right.
So, again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we are speaking with Harriet Scruggs of the Reed Center, which provides adult basic education and literacy skills through a combination of paid instructors and volunteer tutors. Harriet, again, what's your website and phone number where people can reach you?
The website is Reed Center, and that's readcenter.org. Our phone number is 804-288-9930.
Great, thank you. Now, we have been speaking a fair amount about the student experience. I'd love to hear about the volunteer tutor experience as well, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be interested in exploring that as a possible way to, you know, give back to the community. Tell
sure.
us about the tutors, where they come from.
They are at the core of what we do. Our tutors are mainly adults who have a passion for reading. And many of them, the registration is also done over the phone at that 804-288-9930 number. And when adults call us and want to volunteer, they almost to a person say, I can't imagine what it's like not to be able to read. We also get some who call and say, my dad or my uncle or my mom couldn't read. And I know how they, whoever that family member may have been, kept it from the rest of the world. A number of grown children call and say, I just discovered that dad can't read. But they come. We provide an 8-hour training. We ask that they make a commitment of at least a year, and that the other portion of their commitment would be that they come at least once a week and provide that 2-hour service. We have a number of adults who come beyond that. On roll, we have 195 trained tutors who come at their schedule, and it's their free time. And we match that to our classroom schedule, and they are marvels.
So your classroom schedule, you mentioned you have morning classes as well as evening classes?
That's right.
So a tutor may be able to find something that fits their schedule.
That's right.
It's a year commitment for a couple hours a week.
Minimal commitment.
Minimal
right.
commitment. Okay, right. But it sounds like people are maybe get hooked and want to come in more, huh?
Oh, they do. We've had tutors and still have tutors who've been with us for 3-5 years. Some tutors, as is the case with students, come and provide that service, and maybe something happens, their job changes, and they go away, and then they come back. So it's just a wealth of support that we get from volunteers.
Can you think of a particular success story of one of your students and maybe a student-tutor relationship?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have many of those. One of our students, and we have to maintain confidentiality, so I won't use names, but this young woman graduated from high school in the Richmond area, knew she could not read successfully, but really didn't realize what that meant until she got into the world of work. She had children of her own. One of her children came to her and asked for help with a homework assignment. And she said they were young then, or that child was young then, so she kind of faked what she thought she was reading, looking at the photo, looking at the picture in the book, and said, I got to do something about this. This mm-hmm. doesn't work. So she came to the Reed Center. She is now one of our classroom assistants. Her reading has improved such that she is helping other students in the classroom, and she has acquired two tutors who have stuck with her, and they are doing a rotation of one-to-one tutoring outside of the classroom to assist her and help her grow. It's just phenomenal, and the tutors are so proud of her. And when I talk with most tutors and I say, thank you for all that you've done for the Reed Center, they always say, oh, no, I'm on the receiving end.
Yeah, it sounds like a very rewarding experience. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, I know you rely on the resources of the tutors to support your work. Where else do you get your support to carry out your mission?
Well, we are very fortunate to have a number of foundations and civic organizations and donors who contribute to the Reed Center. The reading instruction that we provide for students is free. We don't charge them for anything. They come in, there is an assessment that's done, a one-to-one assessment. We use volunteers for that. The assessment is fairly expensive. We pay our staff, and we pay for materials, supplies, etc. But we are able to do that because we have organizations within all of the communities where we serve that are either foundations, civic organizations, or we have individual donors who contribute to the Reed Center and support our budget.
Great.
What we find is that there are a number of agencies, a number of donors who buy into the significance of literacy. Literacy changes lives. And when they hear of the successes that we've seen and the numbers of adults who need literacy support, we are very happy to say that we get really positive responses.
Great.
That doesn't mean that we don't have a tight budget, but we try to cut the garment according to the cloth, as my mother used to say,
right.
And make sure we spend every penny wisely.
Good. So with that in mind, you were talking earlier about having limited space available, sometimes having waiting lists at some of your sites. If you had additional revenue, would you be able to expand your class offerings and have more availability of classes?
Sure, we would. And that's our focus, to do that strategically. We certainly don't want to stretch ourselves thin with a limited budget, but as we are able to gain additional funding and additional support, then we're able to pay for a teacher. We're able to buy those assessments booklets.
And materials.
Write the materials to do more tutor training. We use staff, paid staff, for the most part. We do have a volunteer associate tutor trainer, but that would allow us to meet the demand in a strategic and reasonable way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the demand is out there. And it's startling when you hear the statistics that you shared at the beginning of the program about the correlation between low literacy and poverty and incarceration and poor health outcomes and just on and on. It has an impact throughout individuals' lives.
It does. It does. When adults learn to read, learn to write, the changes in their lives are miraculous. They are better able to find and keep jobs, enjoy better health, educate their children, dream new and bigger dreams, accomplish more, and move beyond the vice-like grip of poverty and illiteracy.
Wow. Well, that's profound when you put it that way, definitely. Well, if you're joining us, we're speaking with Harriet Scruggs of the Reed Center, and she's sharing about how you can get involved as a student if you'd like to gain some new literacy skills, or as a tutor. They are always looking for new volunteer tutors as well. So where do people call and find more information?
Our number, and we do our intake and our registration over the phone, and the number is 804-288-9930.
Great. Thank you, Harriet.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I'm curious, Harriet, have you been in the position at the Reed Center for long now?
I've been there for about 3.5 years.
3.5 years. And so
right.
How do you, I know it's always a challenge for executive directors of nonprofits. It's a demanding position. How do you keep motivated to do what you're doing?
I think, Elaine, it's in my DNA. My mother was a community activist. My dad was very active through his church. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a child of the civil rights movement. And social and racial justice are a part of the fabric of our family lives. So this falls very naturally.
Very much so. I mean, literacy and access to quality education truly is a social justice issue.
That's right.
Yeah, well, thank you, Harriet, for joining us today on Inspire Indeed. It's been a pleasure to have you here to share more about the Reed Center.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you.
You bet. Now, you've been listening to Harriet Scruggs. She's the executive director of the Reed Center. You can learn more about them on their website, which is reedcenter.org. What's the phone number again?
804-288-9930.
Terrific. Thanks again, Harriet.
Thank you.
My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed. I hope that you've heard something here today that inspires you to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds.